The 7 steps. We're talking about wholesaling real estate step by step. That's a question that came in here that inspired this topic. So before I dive into the 7 steps, let's just go through the question really quick. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of myempirepro.com. On this episode, we're talking about the 7 steps. We're talking about wholesaling real estate step by step. That's a question that came in here that inspired this topic. So before I dive into the 7 steps, let's just go through the question really quickly so we can have a perspective to answer the questions on and then give you the 7 steps, if that's fair. So this is the question, okay? I need your advice, he says. I got a house under contract till mid-May, okay? We're in early May right now. Buyer is getting, okay, so it doesn't matter, actually. All right, so buyer is getting, so it's 2 weeks. Got a contract for 2 weeks, right? Which I never really lock a property under contract for 2 weeks. I always ask for 30 days. I know like the seminars, the courses say 2 weeks, blah, 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 whatever. Honestly, all those things doesn't really matter. What matters is that are you dealing with a motivated seller? If you're not dealing with a motivated seller, everything you do can crumble. Even your contract can be void, okay? It doesn't matter, you know. And you may say, but can I sue? Like, is that really why you're in the business? You know, do you want to spend your time on litigations or you want to close deals? That's completely up to you, right? And you may say, but can they sue you? Like, honestly, if you're dealing with motivated seller, they just want to get rid of the property. They just want to close, okay? So if you need a little bit more time, you need 2 weeks, you need 3 weeks, you need an extra few days, they are usually open to it. And if you're in post-pandemic, there are clauses you can add to your contract to make it coronavirus valid. That means you can actually ask for extensions if for some reason quarantines is causing you to need more time. Maybe they are closed down, government agencies and stuff like that. There are clauses that you can simply add to your contract. Bottom line is that if you're dealing with a motivated seller, those are really non-issues, okay? Now, if you're dealing with a non-motivated seller, your deal is probably already dead, okay? So it says, the buyer is getting a VA loan for the property, but that can take up to 30 days. Well, most loans will probably take up to 30 days. Let's just be honest, okay? Even if you're doing a conventional loan, it will take up to 30 days. People waste time in between. The appraisers doesn't come back quick enough. Really, you should be dealing with cash buyers or hard money lender buyers, okay? Basically real estate investing type of loans, okay? But VA loan, if it works out, it works out. Depends on what state you are in, right? It's been 5 days out of 30 days, okay? The seller can be a bit difficult. So again, if you're dealing with a non-motivated seller, then you're always afraid that your deal can go dead, okay? So I wouldn't worry about a seller who is difficult. I would just treat them like an adult. That means they're responsible for how they feel and how they talk to other people. And if they're disrespectful, I would dismiss them because I have a pipeline. I don't have to deal with disrespectful people. Now, if you're stuck on that one lead, that one data piece of data, that one address, then you have a problem. But if you know how to generate leads, right, and you have access to 160 million plus records, okay, of property data, then you really should have the confidence that they need you, not the other way around, okay? In spite of that, you're going to treat them very nicely, but they need you ultimately. You are the consultant. They are consulting with you and you're going to help them solve a problem. And that's how you should approach it. So it doesn't matter if a seller is difficult. Treat them like an adult. Don't put them on a pedestal. How do I prepare the seller for a potential extension? I don't worry about that unless I need an extension. If I need an extension, I say, hey, I need a little bit more time. Again, you're worried about things that you really shouldn't worry about before you get there. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to share the 7 steps with you. That way, you're not worried about step 7 until you finish step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you haven't finished step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, why are you worried about 7th step? Okay? So I wouldn't worry about that until I need an extension. And then I would simply ask like asking an adult, hey, you know, we need a little bit more time. And then by that time, you will know for real if you really need that time, because you will look at your buyer's activities and their loan officers and see if they're actually moving. And if they're not moving, you would know that, hey, you need to change buyers or something like that. And you can be honest with them and say, hey, my partner that was supposed to get this all done is a little slacking off. I think I want to assign a different partner. Very simple, okay? So that's how you go about that. Now, with that being said, I want to share the 7 steps with you. The full details of the 7 steps will be in the blog post link in the bottom of this video. But the first step, okay? First step, you need to get a list of distressed owners. You can do that at empirebigdata.com. List of potentially distressed homeowners, out of state owners, vacant properties, pre foreclosures, tax lien delinquencies, right? Expired listings. I can go on and on and on. Those people are potentially, they potentially need to get rid of a property. They're distressed and they need to get rid of a property. You need to get a list of those people. I'll show you how to do that. Just go to the blog post. Step number two, if you haven't yet learned how to do that, you shouldn't be worried about closing deals. Okay, step number two, contact with the offer to buy. Okay, so you would have their contact information as part of your data collection process. You need to contact them with an offer to buy. Some people use cold calling, some people use letters, some people use SMS text messaging, some people use RVM, some people use Facebook marketing. Okay, so but that's the step. You need to contact them with an offer to purchase. Number three, negotiate a deep discount, 75% or lower than the property is worth. Okay. Number four, you need to, once you agree to a price that's below 75%, adjust it for how much it's going to take to fix the property, okay? There's something we call the 70% or 65% or 75% rule, right? You can find that all for free at the free calculator, dealestimator.com, right? You need to be under 75% minus the estimated cost of repair, right? If you negotiate such a deal, that's step three. Number four, you need to lock it under contract. That's step number four. If you haven't finished negotiations, don't worry about how to lock up contracts. Don't worry about that, okay? Number five, once you lock up a contract, then you worry about, how do I find a buyer? Well, you can come back here and send a, you know, if you, the comment area is always open, but you need to find a buyer, but they're everywhere, okay? As long as it's a deal that you locked up on step number three, then there will be buyer waiting to take those deal and pay you an handsome fee. For that, I've gotten paid up to $82,000 for one deal and as low as $1,000 and average around $25,000-$30,000, okay? Number six, close and cash out. Who's doing the closing? Who's the title agency and the attorneys will worry about all of that. If they need anything from you, they will ask you. You don't need to learn all the technical stuff. Just understand that once you assign the deal to an able and willing buyer who is qualified, then you need to, a closing needs to happen, right? And step number seven, you guessed it. You just need to rinse and repeat that over and over, meaning you want to turn it to a system, okay? You want to turn that to a system. And that's what I have for you, particularly on this episode. One more details of the 7 steps I've just given you. There's a link at the bottom of this video that'll take you to the blog post and you can read it, you can download it, you can do whatever you want to do with it. In addition to that, if you go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, I'll give you this for free. You can download it for free and if you go there right now, I'll give you a real estate money secret for free. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one and peace.